You are currently the only person in this conference.
Hi, Pam, Brigitte.
Hello.
Hi, Santa.
Hi,
hello,
how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
And you?
So, yes, I am good as well. I'm good as well. Yeah. Keeping busy. Well, so far it's just the two of you on the call, so I'm hoping that the others will join. So, Brigitte, how have you been?
Yes, same time. I was coached by Aina the other day.
Yes.
And I'm understanding that my time is limited, so even it was today. Preparing for this lesson. So I have read half the document that I should have read before starting now.
What was that? I didn't hear you.
No, I was coaching me about that I always have little time at the end before a deadline. And today I had planned to use 1 hour to go through the document with Michael coaching Marga. Uh-huh. And I have come through half the document.
Okay, okay.
Because of some things that happened in between.
Okay, so we're still missing Holly and Ina.
Yeah.
Christian just joined us. Christian,
yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm fine. Hello, everybody. I'm just a bit late. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Harry, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I asked Holly, we did a coaching session at 7 p.m., and I thought she knew about this, but now she writes on the Facebook that, do we have a call today? And I so I wrote back that we are, and so I think she will come in, because she stopped writing after that. So, so
okay.
Yeah, that was what
there's Holly. Hi, Holly.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
Hello. I dialed the wrong number. Welcome to the call. Thank you. So, okay, so let's get started. I'm not sure if Ina's going to be on. I'm not sure if she managed to change her meeting around. So what I'd like to do today is to go over the benchmarking of Marga. Has everyone managed to do the benchmarking today?
I have.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi,
Holly?
I've managed to do the meta questioning and the questioning, some of the listening and clarity words. I did do counted, you know, acknowledgement. So I do have some done, but not all of it.
Okay, that's not a problem. So what we're going to do is I will ask one of you to lead out, and then for the others to add to this to the skill, and then anything that is unclear, I will clarify, so then we have some questions. So who would like to start with the skill of supporting?
I would like to do the questioning, so yeah.
Okay, so Christian, you can start with supporting.
Yes, we were supporting. I need to read my notes again. Okay, so there is some frames at the beginning. The frames were set about about looking at the frame, I noticed it, which is important, and to that the person and not the frame is important. I did just something I have a question about is it did not mention any time limit. I don't know what it is about. Is it good? Is it bad? But I did not notice Michael put some time limit. I noticed a few summarizing. So summarizing about step up with new belief, which was not it's not summarizing. This is semantic matches. Semantic matches. And,
okay.
You matter to the world.
What was the semantic gesture that came with that?
Oh, if I remember well, there was an opened gesture with Michael's hand up.
Okay.
If I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael did a summarizing of the new belief, and he came back three or four times. I'm not sure I noted all about summarizing the new belief as it the new belief was emerging more clearly.
Okay.
I don't know if it's very good in English. So
was that
for me,
a summary?
It was summarizing.
Yeah, was that a summary for you, or was that an acknowledgement? Or was it holding the frame?
Oh, that is a good question. I put that into summarizing. Mm-hmm. Now you put the confusion in my mind.
Yes, I like
it
to...
It could be acknowledgement, too. It could be acknowledgement,
okay.
too.
So why did... what was your... why did you put it under summary?
Because it was not exactly the words that the person used, and he also took from the beginning when he made longer sentences with where she was in reflection. If I remember. And
what I'm hearing you say is that he did not feed back specifically her words?
No, it happened at that moment. It happened
yes.
at that moment. So there was also repeating the K words and the K expressions, like... let me see, that's the way you treat your heart, or even something, it was... I have a question about that. It's you pity yourself or something like this, which was not exactly the words of the person. So, but maybe it could be a kind of opening the frame to something else. He did once, I noticed one celebration about the contract to change the belief, and to change to the highest level up above the line. I'm not sure exactly the world. And this is what I noticed about supporting.
Okay, great. So with regards to like and if you've noticed in terms of both semantic matches, sometimes he introduces new semantic matches.
Mm-hmm.
Not new semantic matches. He introduces new semantic gestures, and as he does that, he sets a new frame. And so that's where he is leading more than he is following. But it is in support of the outcome. So. It is that would be setting up the frame when he introduces a new gesture, like when he talks about frames or when he talks about beliefs, he has the same gesture. Have you noticed that?
Huh.
Yeah. No.
So he does those, I'm curious with what you were talking about. Christian, about the summary, whether that may not be a rephrasing under listening, level 3.5. So at times, Michael will phrase it based on what he has heard. He will phrase it in a different way. And I'm not entirely sure which one specifically you mean may also be a summary. So what you're actually saying is this. It sounds more like a rephrasing.
Okay, because it would step up to the new belief and that you matter to the world. It can be rephrased into yes. It was... Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that may be the summary. Did anyone else get that?
Well, I think I have a question about supporting. When she was changing her belief about what keep from the old one, and how is it in supporting, or is it in just managing the pattern and coaching?
Can you repeat that?
At one moment, Marga had he said, Michael said, this is your old belief, and just check if you don't have something to keep before leaving it, or something like this. Is it a term of supporting to accompanying the change of belief?
I didn't quite hear you. Can you repeat that again?
I tried. At one moment, it was with Marga, with creating the new belief. And at one moment, she was leaving the old one when she was stepping up to above the line. And at that time, Michael said, just check with your old belief if there is something to keep. And then she answered something about I must keep serious and so on. And then he came back, does that serve you well? And she said no. Is it about supporting the pattern?
No, it's not under the skill of supporting, but it is an ecology check. So it's basically what we know from what we know about beliefs and behaviors is that a lot of the time they also have a positive intention. And so we want to keep that as we move forward and leave that behind. So it's more checking the ecology and solidifying than it has to do with supporting.
Okay.
And also, this is because I'm just rechecking what I think you meant with regards to stepping up, but it may be I may be wrong, but Marga says, I think it will be to manifest a belief about myself that allows myself to step up and claim my place, and then she says, with lots of meaning in a joyful life. And then he says, okay, a belief that allows you to step up, claim your place, question mark. So that's an acknowledgement.
Okay.
Because he is repeating back what she has said. So that would be an acknowledgement.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Christian. Anyone else would like to share about the skill of supporting?
Yeah, I have some things.
Okay, Per?
I want to add about setting, for example, setting frames. And one of them is a question. I don't remember what she said, but he said, okay, so that's the belief that we are going to address.
Right.
And the other one, when he was talking about inviting awareness, and she said, what are you aware of? And she said, family. And then kind of soon after, he asked again, what are you aware of? And then she says, neighbors. And then he says, okay, so neighbors, so that is the content. And then he continued to ask, is that the frame as well? Yeah, okay.
That's setting a frame, yes.
Yeah, that's such a frame. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I have a validation. I heard one. So in some way, you know, you deserve better. Is that a validation?
But
I know that validation.
That
that's kind of like in the middle of a validation and a celebration.
Yeah, okay.
So this is about, it's still, knowing is still like, it's in the power, in the power matrix. So knowing is still something that you're able to do. But at the same time, it's also about the human being. So kind of in between.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then on level 3.5, I heard one confrontation.
Okay.
So he said, okay. You said it's not for you, and I don't remember everything, but you said it was not for you, and now you say you don't know exactly what the old belief is.
Mm-hmm.
I marked as a confrontation.
Exactly.
And I noticed two things that. When my observation was taken away from the skill on the matching externals, I noticed her voice tempo was like a level 4 and Michael Hall's at level 5, because he was talking faster than I heard Marga was talking, and the energy as well, the hand movements which that Marga was using Michael Hall. I don't know if you had the other one. You others got that. So that's what I want to add on the skill of supporting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that pair. Did anyone else notice the energy? Did you see or hear a difference in energy? No? Birgitta, I can't quite hear you.
Yeah, okay, I'm because I have pressed one a couple of times, but my Skype is falling out from time to time, and then I have to call up again, and I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but what I wanted to comment is when Christian talked about summary, that's one thing. Because those things that he mentioned, I counted as tracking conversation plus acknowledgement.
He
was mentioning a lot of things that she had said. Yeah, so that was both.
Yeah.
I would like to ask. Yeah.
No, sometimes a summary can also be an acknowledgement. I mean, sometimes a tracking conversation, when someone is acknowledging, they can also be tracking a conversation.
Yeah.
So they can do both at the same time, and then you count that twice. Okay, go on.
He said to Marga, so you are still pitying yourself for how you have been treated.
Uh-huh.
And that I counted as a rephrasing, but now I think it was perhaps interferial listening, because he has never said that she was pitying herself, but she said she felt sorrow for herself.
Okay,
that could also be that he detected the frame that she was tipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where did you? Can you explain a little bit more about what specifically she said and what he said?
Yeah, she said, "What happens? What do you become aware about?" Because she closes her eyes and is silent, and then he said that what happens, what does become aware about? And then Marga is silent for 4 seconds. I still feel most of the sorrow, she says.
Okay.
And then Michael says, okay, so you are still pitying yourself for how you have been treated.
Okay.
And she never said she had been, but she said it was something about how she had been treating herself and not letting herself up. But I counted this as a rephrasing, but it could be.
Yeah, it could be a rephrasing. It's also introducing I would put that under rephrasing, but also under setting a frame. Because afterwards, because he says, so you're still pitying yourself for how you're being treated? And then he says, pitying? And then, so you say sorrow for yourself, because that means that. And so it's a question. At the same time, it's setting a frame, it's rephrasing, but it could also be a confrontation.
Aha.
So at that point, it's because if you rephrase that, imagine like, oh, I feel sorrow, and then sorrow for myself, so you're still pitying yourself. Try that on for a moment and see what that does for you when you say to yourself, oh, I'm pitying myself. It's kind of confronting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to confront yourself and really look at yourself. May not be, and he's just checking that. He's asking a question. He's not like making a statement. So that's where it's both the rephrasing, setting a frame, and confrontation. Make sense?
Sorry for yourself, because that means that.
What was that, Birgitta?
When Michael said that Marga is still pitting herself, then Marga says, pitting with a question mark. And then he kind of explains, you say sorrow for yourself, because that means that.
Yes, exactly.
So,
exactly. So it's a rephrasing,
it's a rephrasing, because she didn't think of that perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
I fell out once more, so my Skype is falling out and in all the time.
Your what?
Because I'm calling via Skype, and suddenly I'm just falling out, and I have call up again, and this happens many times. So I don't know why.
Okay, no problem. Christian just dropped off the call. I don't know what happened to him.
I am chatting with him because he's trying to fix it.
Okay. So, Birgitta, would you like to take the skill of listening?
Yeah. I can do that because I have not, you know, I made this benchmarking rather a long time ago when I wrote this document, and I was reading from my document now. But what I have seen that is tracking conversation on level 3 a lot. So if I have noted in my benchmarking machine 7 times, but it's probably more. I'd probably stop then. And so he feeds her back what she has told her. It takes many things at one time. So that's second conversation and also acknowledgement. And then we have the rephrasing, that was one. And also the strategy process, he asked once. Only one time, he asked, how do you do that? I don't remember exactly now what it was about, but
how do you do rot?
Pardon?
Yeah, how do you do that?
Yeah, he asked that about some state she was in, and I don't remember which state now. And what I noted, because what on clarity checks he did not do so many clarity checks, because I set, put that up as next step. So I have noted three stepping up and line and rough clarity checks. It might be more in my in the documents I wrote, but in my benchmark and shame I have only noted three.
Can you say, so you had three clarity checks?
Yes, that I was stepping up. Line, it was about this line that she was having in the air.
Uh-huh.
And rough,
yes.
She was shaping herself rough. So that's what I have noted. And yes, with the yes, okay, the nods, I have just written an infinite sign, because that was okay. It was, I mean, all after each sentence, Marga said, he said okay, and nodded.
Okay.
And on in white awareness, I have written, I have noted 5, 6, 7 times. And for one example, he asked one time, what happens, what do you become aware about? It is in the same situation as I talked about before, when she felt sorrow for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she said,
yes.
I still feel most of the sorrow. And an earlier moment he said, so this is compassionate sorrow. Have you now at some higher level seen how you have been treating yourself?
Uh-huh.
In white awareness. And that's the one that he uses later when he says that she has been treating herself. So that's in white awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Silence, he used some, it was not silent. For a very
long time.
I don't think I counted the silence. That was more than 7 seconds or something. So it was no very long silence.
Uh-huh.
But there was 4 seconds and so quite a few. So, and eye contact, I wrote 90% eye contact. And I also wrote that he, Michael did more than 50% of the talking. And that you can see in the document I wrote, because if you see how much space it
Okay. So lots of high level skills. He did rephrasing, silence, inviting in awareness. Not too many clarity checks. Did anyone else count other clarity checks?
I counted one more than the Gita said. It was the warning signals.
There was what?
She talked about warning signals about the end, like in the end, I think. She was talking about warning signals and he asked about that.
Okay.
So I got 4 clarity checks.
Okay. Anyone else? Oh, I have to unmute Birgitta.
I fall out again.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
So anyone else on anything to add on what Birgitta shared on listening? So what I notice is that you are really starting to make distinctions of the higher level skills and starting to
pick those up, which is really great, because if you start picking them up, you can start also doing them in your coaching. So well done on that. So Per, you wanted to do the skill of listening?
Any questioning?
Questioning, I mean. Yes, sorry.
Yeah, I can do. So on level 3, on the well-formed outcome questions, I counted 15, and that was the what? The sensory description, that was also like a clarification of stepping up. Because if I could see and hear, step up. And he asked why question 3 times. That was... I also need to check on meta question. Why do this? And why is it important to make good use of your time? And it was one more. That is also layering. I counted the where question, was it like in the business and the coaching, and a when question. And what do you need to do to get the outcome? Or he asked it like, what do you need to do to get the outcome? I think he stated the question that way. I noticed that, is it within your power and can you do this? Then he asked about plan. Do you need a plan? Anything stopping you, interferences, do we have the resources to get to that outcome? And he did a check, is it still compelling? Is it ecological? Have you made a decision? And the evidence procedure, so how do you know you get outcome? And he probed about this a lot. Like looking over the line, and the evidence they I noticed they agreed on was, okay, so if you have this line and when you're looking over that line and you can get it down in your body. So I noticed that the KPI was clinched because it's 10 plus questions, and it was the essential questions for getting KPI. On the skill of testing questions, I noted 12. Some example is that, is that stopping you? So right now, you're not doing it. Is it clear? Do you know the belief? And I noticed one checking question. Maybe I confused testing checking, but will you forget this? Was like by the end. I noticed 10 exploration questions. So one was, for example, was how do you do that to get this sorrowful feeling? Say more about compassionate sorrow. And when she was testing the line by the end, when she got the outcome, so, and he asked, what happens? So that's three.
So was any of that in-depth probing?
In-depth probing. I didn't really look for that in the session, really. So I have not observed it because of that.
So that would be something to really listen for when you hear a lot of questions about the same thing. Clarity questions, exploration questions, what meta questions. When someone asks 7 to 10 questions or more around the same subject, stepping up, then it becomes in-depth probing.
Okay.
Holly, what was your question?
Yeah, did he do in-depth probing around the first why? Because he asked more than 7 questions around that topic.
Around, he asked more than 7 meta questions,
yeah,
you mean? Or?
This is, know the around the first why. This is important. Why do this? Why step up? That's important. What do you get from that? Why is that important? Yes. How important is that? Is that in-depth probing?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call
that in-depth probing.
Okay.
It's definitely high-quality meta-questioning. For me, like, in-depth probing is really when you get more information, and it's not just meta-questions, but it's also clarity questions, exploration questions around the same topic so that you really get a greater idea. But having said that, I think it will be something valuable for me to ask of Michael.
Okay.
So just to make sure, I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. In depth, I'm just going to make a note of it. In depth probing. Okay. Great, thank you.
Well, I just want to add one more thing about, on Lab 3.5, I know the three quality control questions. One of them is a question if it is a quality control. So one I heard, does it serve you well? Have you had enough of it?
Mm-hmm.
And he was asking, is there any value you need to keep? Is that quality control?
It's ecology. So.
Yeah,
I would say that as I would count that as a quality question.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that was all from me.
So let's the benchmark for the skill of questioning, huh?
Sorry.
Lots to benchmark on the skill of questioning.
Oh. What do you what about the number score or what?
No. I said there was just lots to track on the skill of
questioning. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were asking. Yeah.
Any questions or anything to add on questioning? Okay, so how about Holly? You do meta questioning.
All right, I will. So I didn't do the FBI. I know he presented frames, but I don't have a specific example. I had an example of layering, I think. He asks, how will this affect your identity? How will this affect how you set up yourself up in the business area as a coach? Making this communication, doing workshops, how will this affect how you experience yourself? Is that an example of layering?
No, not really. Layering is more like when he like asks about a higher level. So how does this affect this? And then with that answer, how does that affect? So what he's asking more is more different aspects. So it's one meta question for different aspects rather than layering it. When he asks the why questions, that's layering.
Okay. And I think about 5 minutes into the conversation, I counted one meta question, what do you need to believe so you can step up?
Okay.
And then after that, I counted 1, 2, 3, I'm going to say over 10 meta questions. He asked, why this distinction between yourself and others? He asked, what are you aware of 4 different times? He asked, what is the positive intention of differentiating other people? And then, I'm not sure about that, this one. He asked, is there anything of value in that that you need to keep? I think that's a different question.
I'm just going to ask you, why would that be a meta question?
Why? Because, well, I think it creates awareness. I think she would, he's asking about the value in there that you need to keep. So what, to me, that would cause me to go inside and to go maybe up into the layers of meaning.
Yes.
So that's
exactly
why I question that. So is that a meta question?
Yep, that would be a meta question.
Okay, and then he had, what would you like to believe that is going to fit your values of cooperation and equality and allow you to be your best? What state will that put you in? What state will that put you in with these three frames? He asked the question about identity. Who are you? What is the new belief in your words? That's how many I counted.
Okay.
Yeah. Are those all meta questions?
Yep. Those are all meta questions. High five.
Yes.
So, Brigitte, I see that you put your hand up.
Yeah, okay. That was earlier.
Oh, okay.
But that was about the questioning, because you said this is something more to say about questioning.
Okay.
And then I thought that he was often putting many questions at a time. I didn't. So I would have advised him to take one question at a time and wait for the answer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would be great feedback.
Yes, because he did that many times.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's great feedback, Brigitte. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so how about meta questions? Anything to add on what Holly shared?
Well, I was curious, Femke. He didn't ask a meta question every 1 to 2 minutes. It was like 5 to 10 minutes into the conversation before he started asking more questions. He was doing more probing and exploring and testing. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
first, more probing.
Maybe he could have asked more meta questions in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Could he have?
Yeah, he could have, definitely. I think sometimes it's also just important to get an idea of what's going on and to ask those clarity questions and ask those exploration questions. And, you know, what I've noticed is that once he had enough information, that's when he started asking meta questions. And so first get an idea of what is this about, and then start asking meta questions. So I think in that sense, it's also about the quality of when do you ask the meta question.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Thank you.
Okay. Well, really well done, Holly.
Yes. I'm counting.
So, Brigitte?
Yeah, once the Michael said, why is that old belief now? It was at the end.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I counted that as an FBI question, but it's actually not a meta question, but it's a premise. He supposes that the old belief has gone.
Well, for me, it's more of a checking question than an FBI question, because it could still be there. You know, he's not presupposing anything in that, because it's just an open question. Where is that old beneath? Where is that old beneath now? You know, it could still be there. It could be somewhere else. So I wouldn't count that as an FBI question. Anyone else?
I'm wondering, okay. I didn't write this up, so maybe I don't really remember exactly, but I think he asked one FBI question. It was, I think it was like by the end. Correct me if I get this wrong, because I didn't write it up. But I think it was, so what happened, so what do you believe now? I think it was something like that. Makes you be the best you and stepping up and I think it was one more. Can you recall what I'm referring to?
So what do you? I think it would have to do with what do you need to believe, right?
Yeah. It probably was.
The question is. What do you need to believe so that you step up, whatever that means? That's not an FBI question. It's just
stepping up. Yeah, but he said step up and be the best you, and said one more thing that she had mentioned before in the conversation.
It's a grounding meta question. It's not an FBI because it basically.
Okay.
It doesn't interject a frame. The stepping up is a result of the belief. It's not the stepping up is not an interjecting of a premise.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So with all of that, Michael has demonstrated in all of the first four skills. How about the skill of induction of states? Did he induce any states in Marfa?
Yeah. Eight states I counted.
So you counted eight states. How many did you count, Birgitta?
I counted seven.
Okay, seven. Holly, how much did you have?
I counted three.
Okay. And Christian?
I counted three, too.
Okay. So, Christian, what were the states that you counted?
The first one was about step up the head above the line. And there was something about putting the frame on something about, I cannot read. I cannot read my notes, I'm sorry. And,
that's okay.
About compassionate sorrow, about how does it feel when I feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I noticed.
Okay.
But
Okay. Okay, compassionate sorrow, stepping up. I didn't quite get the other one. About the frame.
There was something in my note, something where Marga said, it's not for me, it's for others. And he invited her to feel how did it feel.
Okay. So, Birgitta, what other states did you have?
Yeah, so I felt a sorrowful and giving myself permission, the egg state, and then I had to look in my document at the egg state was
okay.
Well. Let me see more what I have, because yeah.
Okay, as you do that,
I gave myself permission. It was there, yes.
Okay.
Then it was one seriousness about. Yes, she was serious about not making mistakes. That I was unsure if it was just inducing state or if it was awareness.
Yeah, so awareness is also a state, right?
Yeah. And then I have one, inducing state here I have. So then he asks her, Michael says, and it is equality and cooperation, and it sounds like stepping up. There will be some risks, there will be some mistakes to make, but I can learn from those. And instead of being serious, I can just dance and have fun and learn from it. So where are you now? And I counted that as inducing state because she said, okay, the thought I had was that I would really like that. So you're not yet, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one.
Yeah, so that's locking it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So awareness, permission, once he has all the frames and you know, where are you now? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the hair.
Egg state.
Okay. Hair, I'm just curious what other states you have.
Yeah. I think I would say all states. Because I don't really know what to add for the others. I know the reflection state about this invited awareness question.
Right.
The desire state about the why questions with the meta questions. And
exactly.
Will you do this with decision?
Decision
mm-hmm. state. And the frustration state that was actually the present state, he asked... how much do you feel frustrated? And was checking that. And so I counted that as an inducing state. Permission. Curiosity and eagerness, she was talking about. Didn't write how we did it. And humor, I counted like two or three times. I counted that as one state induction. But for example, so if I have some enemies, I will just put the demands and was smiling. And throughout the session, I saw he was smiling and she was going into the state of, I noticed as humor. And then you can graduate to be a big mistake maker. So that's... and the eight. So that's the eight states I get.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Hmm?
If... Just for the one state with, like, you know, so where are you at right now doesn't necessarily, that creates awareness of how much someone is feeling a state. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's an induction of state. So the question you need to ask when you count an induction of state is, what did the coach do to induce that state? Because my client can also already come with frustration, and all I can do is I ask, so how much, on a scale from 0 to 10, how much do you feel that right now? It's just checking in.
Okay, wasn't
it's not
that
necessarily,
inducing? Okay.
It's not necessarily inducing, no. Because the state is already there.
Okay, so we get 7. Okay.
Yeah. So then it can be, if you noted that he asked exploration questions, meta questions, etc., to get her into that state and to become aware of, like, I don't want this anymore, then that counts. But that question of, like, where are you at right now, is not by definition a induction of state.
Okay. I have a question. When he said, so if I have some enemies, I could just put the demands and the is that in Dutch language?
Can you say that again?
When he said, like with the humor stated, so if I have some enemies, I could just put my the demands and he was sort of laugh. Is that some kind of induction language, or I didn't know where to put it, because it wasn't a question, not a meta question, not a silence. So I put it as induction language. Is that right?
Yeah, it's use of as is, you know, pretending, and so yeah, that could
okay.
be, yeah.
And when he was smiling, is that coaching the body? He was smiling and using his body language with the humor as well.
Yeah. He is coaching the body. Coaching the body is also like, what is the breath like? So what, you know, how would you be looking? Things like that.
Mm.
Like, how would you be sitting? What is your muscle tension? That's coaching the body. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Any questions about the coaching?
Hi, Jessica. I have a question.
Yeah?
I wondered about the state of importance.
Okay. Yeah, so that's... when he asked the why question?
Yeah. Does that count as inducing a state?
Absolutely. That's so Pear called that desire, but you can also call that importance, definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Birgitta?
Yes, I had the question. Yes, it was about coach the body, because when they were talking about these lines, and Michael showed that he were peaking above the line.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was his semantic way of doing it, and it was quite fun. But was that coaching the body, or was it just to introduce some more semantic
answer? I think it's just following her semantic. It's just following her story, and her semantic space. So yeah, it could be leading. It could induction of state, because it's taking her inside the story.
Yeah.
By doing that, so yeah, I coaching the body. I think that would count as coaching the body. Yes.
Because it was he who introduced this to make her perhaps think differently.
Yeah.
About this situation, that she could just peek over the line and look there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah. Wow, do you all notice how you are starting to pick up like more of the higher level skills now?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Let's celebrate that. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Well, really well done, everyone. I am going to be sending you the link to my coaching session. Michael has helped me with the benchmarking of that as well, so we can look back to that. So that's for next time. I just got an email from Ina letting me know that she couldn't make it today, and March 6th she will be traveling, so she asked me if we could reschedule. So I will be sending you an email about that, see if we can do that. If not, she'll have to miss the call, but it'll be nice to have her on the call as well. Before we wrap up, are there any questions that you have?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
you mentioned about putting the ACMC that you ran in Norway or Sweden, I do not remember, on the site. Is it still in the idea?
Well, actually, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be setting up an online. It's going to be an online MetaCoach training. So.
Okay. I didn't understand where.
It's not a video. I still have to start videotaping it. I'm doing the scripting right now. Next week, I get my video equipment, like the last piece of video equipment, so I should be able to start videotaping next week. And then I'm going to start, you know, week to week, start putting that online. So I will let you know when I do that. It should be in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyone else?
I have a question.
Yes?
It is about the short recordings that where we have body coached each other and sent to you. Are they all on your subscription to Change website now or?
Yeah, I think they are uploaded except for the one that the video that you and Ina did. I sent that on the Facebook group.
Yeah. Okay. Because I benchmarked the Christian coaching pair, but after that it has been two more, I believe, which I have not looked, but I was coaching somebody and it was one more.
Okay. I have to look at that. I thought I was updated, but I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, and I haven't looked at your website, but I haven't seen anything on the Facebook group that they are there. Because I was coaching Holly, at least, in one of those.
Okay, so I'll take a look at that.
Yeah.
And get back to you. Okay, any other questions?
Okay, for me.
Okay.
I have a question, not to be answered now, but to be thought on until next time. Ina and I have been discussing feedback schemes from customers, and we have exchanged our feedback schemes. That could be a topic that we could talk about in our group as
absolutely.
Well. What do we ask the customers about and how often and so on?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And now once I have this new clients, it will be very interesting to hear about that.
Yeah. That sounds like a great plan, so I will incorporate that for next time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Anyone?
No.
Okay. Well, then for today we are done. I will be sending out the link for the new video and also a request for a new time. We'll have to see if we can figure out a time around that time frame so that Ina can join us next time. That would be nice. And so meantime, also, I just saw another benchmarking that I've downloaded that I will be putting up shortly. So the video of Birgitta and Ina is online. So please benchmark that one and put it on Facebook, so that I can add my benchmarking on Facebook as well, and you can compare notes. With that, I will bid you a very good day and a very good evening, and we will be in touch on Facebook and on email.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.